Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia Daf Nun, picking up on Mem Tesman Beis Bada Bama to page 7 lines up, second to last word. Tinawa wa 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 wa. Zok the high the Gemara. What's up for Mishnah? We're trying to now back up Shmuel. The Tanakh, we're looking at Mishnah. Hora Rabbi Tarfon Belud. He taught in Lud. Ha'ona Shmona Kesef Me Esim Varbar Kesef Lasela. Ona, when you have something which is Ona, again, more than a sixth, less than a sixth, which we generally understood it as this. So he says that it's in eight silver out of 24 silver mos that make up a sela. Shlish lamekach, it comes out to a third. My lav, the zubin shavei shisrei be'esim be'arba, isn't the case that we're talking about that he sold something that's worth 16 and he sold it for 24, and therefore the buyer overpaid by 8, which comes out to half of the value of it, because if it's 16 and divided by 2 is 8, but it's a third of the entire thing, which is 24. And what do we learn from here? That we learned in the Mishnah that the din of Onah also applies when the amount is a third of the money that's paid. Everything more low. The cases where you sold something were 24 for 16, not 16 for 24, but 24 for 16. So the seller got underpaid 8, which comes out to a third of the value of it. So, Frak the Gemara, Minasana Mocher. Who messed over the Mocher? I'm sorry, Minasana. Who is the one that got messed over in such a case? Mocher, the seller. Ema Seifa, but hold on, let's look at the end of the Mishnah. Armalem, Kola Yom Mutter Lachsa, Rabbi Tarfon said to them that the entire day you can go to Mutter to go ahead for the one who got messed over to back out. Varmer of Nachman, Lo Shanu Elokeach. Nachman says, the Mishnah is saying that this time shtickle is only, we only have a time limit when it comes to the buyer. That is the way that the buyer is waiting. If a mocher liolam choser, the seller can always back out of the deal. So what do we see? Kum tochais, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the buyer got messed over, and not that we said before where the seller's owner got messed over. So the Gemara elad zub and shavu chavdala betlasam atar betrain. We could say the case is he sold something that was worth 24 for 32. So now the buyer ended up paying 8 more than he should have, which is a third of the value of the thing itself, right? That he sold something worth 24 for 32, so the buyer got messed over. Tiny cover said to Shmuel, if a buyer says, backs up Shmuel, Misha hutal alav yado al yona. The one who was placed upon him, he has yado al yona, means he's the upper hand. Kate said, what's the case? Let's say you have somebody goes and he sells something and he sold something that was worth 5, but he sold it for 6. So now doing that, that's 1/6 more, right, in total amount. Because what, I mean, it's 5 and then you go into 6. What's 1/6 of 6 is 1. And then you add that to the 5. So that's just 1 more, so it ends up being 6. So, where am I? In that case, if something's worth 5 and it was sold for 6, who is the one who got messed over? Minasana lokeach. The buyer got messed over. Yad lokeach al yonos. The buyer, he is the upper hand. Ratza omer tainli mosai. If he wants, he can say, give me back my money. O tainli ma she onisani. Or give back that which you, the money that you took from me, the, you know, that extra amount. Machar lo, but let's say he sold him. Beep, turn the page. Nun amalaf. Shava sheish bechameish. Something's worth 6. He sold it for 5. So that's going the opposite way. Minasane mocher. Who's the one who got messed over? The seller. Because something was worth 5 and he sold it for 6. Then it was sold for 5. He ended up getting less. Yad mocher al yona. So the seller is, he has the upper hand. Ratza omer lo tainli mikri. If he wants, he could say, give me back the goods, you know, that I sold to you. Oh, tainli ma sha'oni sani, or he could say, give me the amount that that ona now occurred because I got messed over. Now, frankly, Gemar, iboy lehu pachos mishtus l'rabbanan. And let's say it's less than a sixth, according to the Rabbanan. We know that they hold that what's the deciding factor when it comes to for ona is a sixth, as opposed to Rabbi Tafron, says that it's a third. So now, Ibailu, Pachas Mishus Rabbanon, let's say is less than a sixth for the Rabbanon. La'altar Havi Mechila, Obechidei Sheyari Latagar O Lekrovav. So, meaning, when, if it's less than a sixth,
is it immediately that there's a mechila? Says Rashi, I feel yaksu the altar.
That do we say that you know? We assume it's he waives the whole cost here. Oh, but kadesha yar the tiger lekrover, only enough time has to pass for the buyer to show it to a tiger, to a merchant, or his relative. Imtim salomer be kadesha yar the tiger lekrovo. If you want to say that the mechila is only
right. If you want to say that it's Kadesha Yarla Tagu Lakrovo, the Kilik, it's not immediate, that doesn't make sense because Mayika being Shtus, Lapachas Mishtus, what would be the difference between a Shtus, exactly 1/6 and less than a sixth? Because we saw in the Mishnah and Memtes that that's the time amount that's given to Onav by a sixth. And if the same amount of time is given for Onav less than a sixth, then what's the difference in the two cases? Which would seem to be teaching us that in the case of less than a sixth, then the it's immediate, happens right away. And so the Gemara Ika, no, there still would be a difference because the Ilu Shtus Yado Al Yona Ratzachoser Ratzakono Machser Onah Vila Pachas Mishtas Kono Machser Onah Mai. What would be the din? Right, so Ika, in the case, the Ilu Shtus Yado Al Yona, because in the case of a sixth, exactly the sixth, so the one got messed over, he has the upper hand. Ratzachoser, if he wants, he can back out of the whole sale. Rotzakono Machser Onah, if he wants, he can keep it and then just say that he wants his six back. Vilu Pachos Mishtos, if the case is less than a sixth, then the guy who got messed over has no choice. Kanu Machser Onah, the sale is good and he has to return the money. My, what's the din? So basically, we want to know is, according to what the Mishnah is saying, what happens if there's too much money paid, there's an overpaying of less than a sixth. Do we say that immediately it's knocked out, when it's mochel, or does the buyer have a certain amount of time that he could demand to get the money back? And that's a question. Toshima, let's try to work it out. Chazu l'divrei chachamim, they came back to the words of the chachamim. Rashi says, Gabi tagri lud b'masnisen. The Mishnah says this about the tagli lud, the merchants of Lud, who their excitement, their bitarfon's din, that it's a third and not a sixth, was got rid of it when he said he extended it to the whole day. Savrua pachos mishlish le bitarfon ke pachos mishtos le rabbanan dami. They held that if you have a if there's another, it's less than a third according to Ritarfon, then it's similar to less than a sixth according to the Chacham. Now, Iyamar Bishlam, so they said that if it makes sense to say that Pachos Mishtos L'Rabbanon, if they overpay less than a sixth according to Rabbanon, B'chadei Sheyar L'Tagar or L'Krovo, the buyer is given enough time to show it to a merchant or to his Karov in order to get money for being charged too much. Well, the Rabbi Tarfon kol ayom. According to Rabbi Tarfon, it was less than a third. He says that it could be given throughout the entire day. Mishum hachi chazu. For this now explains why they came back to go to the words of the Chachamim, the Rabbanan.
Ella, however, if you want to say pachas mishus Rabbanan, an overcharge of less than a sixth, according to the Chachamim, la'altar v'mechila, that it's a mechila immediately, that it knocks out immediately, beep, turn the page, no, the base. The retire from Nami, according to retire from also, if it's a more, if they charge more, if the overcharge of less than a third, la'altav mechila, that it's immediate, amai chazu. So why did the merchants return to the system of the Rabbanon? Rashi says, amai chazu, ha kol hayom derbi tarfun b'shlishu dekarmelu v'yizaru me'onos shlish v'hei akol mechila tishmi mechila immediately. But the Rabbi Tarfon nichol tfei, it was better for them under the way the Rabbi Tarfon said it. D'mai d'rabbanon kamash v'lu onah. For what the rabbis considered that it was onah, and therefore the buyer can go and demand to get money back for this overcharged or even get rid of the sale. L'Rabbi Tarfon havi mechila. According to Rabbi Tarfon, were cases of mechila, of being mochel. And the buyer doesn't get anything back after that.
Frank the Gemara, mi savar t'pachos mishlish l'rebi tarfon k'pachos mishtus l'rabanan dami? Are you trying to compare over here and say that the pachos mishtus, if the amount is that they're getting messed over is less than a third according to Ritarfon, is like that messed over of less than a sixth according to the Chachamim? Lo, we don't say that. Mishtus v'ad shlish l'Ritarfon, from a sixth up to a third according to Ritarfon, kishtus atzma l'Rabbanan dami, is considered like exactly a sixth according to the Rabbanan. Frankly, Mar Yehachi, if that's really true, then b'may samchu me'ikara, what are they so happy about originally? What was their, what was their excitement? Tifshot the debitol mekach l'rabbanan l'olam chozer. Let's just prove from they're getting happy that according to Chachamim, then if one's able to demand at the sale of no good, then he could back off forever. He can go, he could switch back. He can retract. The kaven da amar l'ur b'tarfon havya ona. So once Rabbi Tarfon said to them that from a sixth up to a third, it's considered like ona, it's considered a problem, and that they assume that there was only a short time limit that they can get into refund, as opposed to a case of getting rid of the case all bechila entirely, and that there's no time limit. Samachu, they were happy. Ki amar lahu kol hayom, but when it says to them that the buyer could do it the entire day, chazru, They returned to the system of the rabbis. These halkadaitach the bitol mekach l'rabbanon b'kadosh yira l'tager l'krovo. If you think that being mevatel the sale according to the rabbanon, then the buyer has to put his claim within the time that needs to show it to a tagar, to a merchant, or to his relatives. For my samchu, then what exactly is he so thrilled about? What's he happy about? So the Gemara, samchu b'shtus atzma, they're happy about the shtus itself, the sixth itself. Dilu Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Tarfon, mechila, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that's called the mechila, and Rabbanan ona, that's called ona, which allows the buyer to get the money back or to totally get rid of it. In fact, the Gemara, it's a nullify the sale. You get back out. In the case of being mevatel a sale, according to the Rabbanon, when they sold it for more than when the sale was more than a sixth, liolam chozer, you can go back always. So dilma bechadish yara l'tagor l'krovo. Vitim salomar bechadish yara l'tagor l'krovo, then my being shtus liyasel shtus. Then what's the difference between a shtus and more than a shtus? Seems it's going to be the same din. And for the Gemara, Ika, there is a difference. The Ilu Shtos, when you're dealing with Shtos exactly, with the case of a sixth, Mishnas Ane Chozer. Only when they get messed over can go ahead and retract. Vil Yasel Shtos, in the case of more than a sixth, Shneim Chozer, both of them can go back. My, what's the din? Toshima, Toshima. Chozer, the Chachamim, they return to the words of the Chachamim. Miyam, Arbishlam, Abitam, Mekachar, Baran, it is going to be good if you say that bittul of the sale, according to the Chachamim, is b'kadosh yara l'tagor l'krovov, within the time they have to show it to a tagor or his relatives, l'retarben kol yom, that he is the entire day doing that, mishum hachi chazu. This is why they return to the words of the Rabbanan. Al-i'am or bittul mekach Rabbanan le'olam chozer, if you want to see, you can always go back. Amay Chazu, then why do they go back? Why do they return to the words of the Chachamim? B'drabi Tarfon Nichalu Tvei. It was better for them by Rabbi Tarfon. The Kamashu Lula Noa Kol Yom V'sulo, because he looks at this case of a sixth to a third, like Ona, there's a whole day to go out and check out to get it back if it was overcharged or it was machalized. V'sulo, but no more than that. That's all you have. So it's Gemara, not a raya. Bittol mekach lo shchiach. That's not normal. Not a common case that they're going to go ahead and they're going to be mevatel this thing. Now, we said that Rava, what does he say? He You know what? Let's see what he says. Amarav, Hilchos of the Halacha is going to come to Noah, Pachos Mishus Nikta Mekach. If you have less than a sixth, the sale is going to be good, and there's no refund. Yosef Shus, if it's more, Bittel Mekach, it's Batel. That could be, both parties can do that. And Shtus, if exactly Shtus, Kane, it works a sale, Machso, and nobody's to return the Onah. Vizev, Zebek, Dishi, Yar, the Tiger, the Krova, the amount of time is that you go and you have to show it to these. Rashi says, oh no, Bittel Mekach, both of those things. And Tiny comes to Rova, Bryce backs it up over here. Oh no, Pachos Mishus, if it's less than a sixth, Nikta Mekach. Yosef Shtus, Batel Mekach. Shtus, Kane, Machso, Onah. Divirinasan, Rehuda, Nasi, Omer, Yad, Mocher, Leona, the seller was, if the seller got messed over, he has the upper hand. Wrote to Omer Lotainli Miki, can say, give me back my stuff, Miki. Otainli Mashunish Inisani, or give whatever I lost out. Vizeh Vizeh. And in both of these cases, and in both this case and this one, meaning the case of Shtos and the case of Mourn Shtos, what's the time limit? This year, the Tiger Lekrovo. You can go and you can show it to one of these two people. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.